In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Paul Gerhardt gets it right. And this probably comes as no big surprise to you, but Gerhardt's Christmas hymn, the one we just sang, gets right to the heart of the matter. He answers the question, why are the angels rejoicing? And why should I care that Christ the Lord is born? And he gives the answer in one succinct phrase, God is man, man to deliver. Well, that's Christmas in a nutshell. And it's Epiphany too, and it's Good Friday, and it's Easter. It's the whole foundation of being a Christian and the whole point of our faith. That God is made man for the benefit of man, for his sake, for your sake, to deliver you from sin and death. The foe, sin and woe, death and hell, all are broken. Broken by the conqueror, an unlikely conqueror, clad only in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. From there he softly calls you. You are safe from danger. Children, from the sins that grieve you, you are freed. Even in its condensed form, and it's true, we're missing 9 of Gerhardt's 15 stanzas here. But still, this little sermon in a song outlines the entire gospel message for us to sing and to inwardly digest. It takes the proclamation of the angel and it spins it out to its conclusion, to its fulfillment in Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. It takes Luke 2 and leapfrogs all the way to Luke 24. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And so, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people becomes, see the Lamb, our sin once taking to the cross, suffering loss, full atonement making. And for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord becomes, God is man, man to deliver. And the Son now is one with our blood forever. To deliver you from the sins that separate you from God. To deliver you from the sins that kill you. To deliver you from the sins that Satan uses against you. To deliver you from the sins that plague your conscience. To deliver you from all evil and from the evil one. The Virgin's Holy Son was born to deliver you from all this. He tenders his own life for yours from the cross. He covers you in baptism. He gives you his own flesh and blood so that you need not fear God's displeasure. Maybe one reason that even those who have left the church get so nostalgic about Christmas Eve services is that they have missed the sheer joy of getting to sing with the angels. They have missed the rejoicing as they hear the choir singing, Christ is born. They know something is missing from their lives, even if they refuse to believe that this lowly manger contains the one whom they seek. Singing Gloria in Excelsis Deo brings a smile. It brings rejoicing because it's the sign that the world's salvation has come through the incarnation of his Son. This song of the heavenly host announces the peace that comes through God's grace by the forgiveness of sins. And this forgiveness is for one and all, great and small. It is for the whole world, for all the people. A salvation which is prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light even for revelation to the Gentiles. It is for those of you who are acutely aware of your sins, and it is for those who do not even know that they are sinning. Fear not, the angel of the Lord says, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. The good news of great joy is not try harder. The good news of great joy is not you are now enabled to have your best life now. The good news of great joy is instead this, that God came down from heaven and was made man in order that by his grace we might be saved through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, whose nativity we remember every year and even every day when we pray in his name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.